about you. And the long face of time, it takes a twist. We think about what we have missed. The long face of time takes a twist. We think about what we have missed.
Just a little bit of twist, I say. Yay! Twist it on down. Oh, twist. Twist it on down. Oh, twist. Turn it on down.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on. Let's go on and do the twist. You dig it, show as you bone. You're rolling like the rolling sea. Just moving naturally. Twist one more again. Don't stop until I tell you when. Just let it roll and roll and roll. The rhythm will make you feel it all the way down in your soul. You twist a little bit and twirl a little bit. Well, it go like this. You gotta do the twist.
Twist them on up this evening. Can't resist it when you twist it in the evening.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling away. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, baby, twist till the break of day. Baby, it's hard to resist.
Honky tonk,
honky tonk.
Play that honky tonk.
Oh yeah.
That honky tonk.
Uh-huh.
James B. Johnson, Dumont.
Woo.
It's hip, ain't no junk. Honky tonk, the honky tonk.
The honky tonk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to dig me. What I say?
What you say?
People twisting, keep insisting that it's new. Dig it. Honky tonk is old, but twisting is a new thing. Twist that thing.
And it goes like this, I say. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Twist one more again, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit of twist, I say. Yeah.
Oh.
Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. And a little bit of twist, and time takes a twist. By Frank Christian. Before that, Pudge mentioned, it could be Pudgy Checker, or, you know, we go from Fat Domino to Chubby Checker, maybe to Pudge Solitaire? That might work.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's fourth annual Drama Awards takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side on Monday, January 29th. At 7 p.m. and celebrates the creativity and teamwork of high school students who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Thank you if you made a contribution during our year-end donor drive. A few thank you notes are still coming out. We thank you for your patience with that. We set a new record with 455 people contributing $63,482 on behalf of All We Serve. Thank you. If you missed the opportunity to participate, our donor links remain open at slbradio.org/donate. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
What a difference day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? You were my pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought of bone to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference day made. You knew 24 hours had the power to make me blue. Turned the world so wrong that I can't go on no matter what I do. I wanna fall real deep in a dream and sleep where there ain't no truth. And pretend today is yesterday and I still had you. What a difference day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? Pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought of bone to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Right in time, past any test. You say I'll be fine, just give it time, that's what I need. Now every tomorrow just full of sorrows, all I see. What a difference day makes. How could the whole thing fall apart? You were my pride and joy, and now you left me in the dark. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought of bone to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Goodbye, happiness. I never thought I'd fall to break. Yesterday you loved me. Oh, what a difference a day makes. Oh, what a difference a day makes.
The Gibson Brothers at the Saturday Light Brigade. In just a moment, our crossword puzzle of the air gives you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Do you know a teen interested in creating original audio work, diving into youth reporting, learning hands-on technology skills, or performing at a supportive open mic? SLB Radio offers year-round after-school programming. Parents and youth can learn more about teen programming and tour SLB's Youth Media Center, co-located at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, during our in-person registration event on January 13th from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. More information can be found at slbradio.org/openstudio.
It all happens today, and Ricky and I will be on hand. We hope to see you between 10:30 and 12:30. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week's answer only has 7 letters in it, and the clue is windfall. Windfall. The third and the fifth letters are each N, as in nightingale. So our crossword puzzle of the air has 7 letters, And the clue is windfall. Windfall. The third letter and the fifth letter are N, as in nightingale. If you think you have it, phone us, 412-200-5975, or text us at that same number, 412-200-5975. You could also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. We'd love to have your voice on the radio so that you can fully participate. I get the feeling this one is one that's going to pop right into your head, or is going to require a little scratching to figure it out. Good luck. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Good luck. Gail just got it.
When the hunter and the bull are chasing down the setting sun, dissolving in an icy blue beyond the gray horizon, we turn to feed the fading fire, dream deeply through the night, and cherish songs that carry us from darkness into light. And we will sing, we will sing at the turning of the year, knowing we are a short time here. And so we'll sing, yes, we'll sing at the turning of the year, at the dancing, spinning, turning of the year.
When the greater and the lesser bear sleep soundly in the sky, and the seven dancing Iroquois across the heavens fly, we turn our backs against the wind that drives the bitter cold,
and celebrate the wonders that a new year will unfold. And we will sing, we will sing at the turning of the year, sing, yes, we'll sing at the turning of the year, at the dancing, spinning, turning of the year.
When the evergreen stands silently against the broken land, the icicle-like spring's cocoon is spun by winter's hand, we turn to friends and family and mourn the loved ones gone,
and gather them around us as we raise our voice in song. And we will sing,
we will sing hand in heart
at the turning of the year. No, yes, we're hanging at the turning of the year, at the dancing, spinning, turning of the
moon is like a pearl suspended in the lake, frozen underneath a spell no human hand can break. We turn to ask forgiveness, and with gratefulness of heart,
turn once again to welcome in the new year as it starts. We will sing, yes, we'll sing at the turn.
turning of the ear, at the dancing, spinning, turning of
we will sing.
Yes, we'll sing at the turn.
Heard Ben Hills and Magson. That is just a beautiful song for this time of year, and I hope you enjoyed it. We're in the midst of our crossword puzzle of the air. Pudge got it. Pudge, it's so good to have you tuned in. I'm glad you're hearing us loud and clear. And Lambertine. Kathy texted us, but it was Jack that got the answer. Gail also has it. A few other correct answers. Let me give you the puzzle again in case you missed it. We're looking for a seven-letter word. The clue is windfall. The third letter and the fifth letters are N, as in nightingale. So the third letter and the fifth letter in our seven-letter word each is an N in the answer. And the clue is windfall. Here's another hint. There are two A's in the word, but I'm not going to tell you where there are. There are two A's in the word, in addition to the two N's. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. And Mark just got the correct answer in Irwin. And Linda in Collier scores another one. Well done, Linda. And Tommy came up with it. And I mentioned Gail earlier today. We'll give you another second or two to come up with it. And then Tom in McCandless is going to share the answer with us. And let's go to Tom right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. You?
Okay. I keep looking out the. It's around 7:15. I keep looking out the window to see if it's light out yet.
Is it? I don't think so yet, right?
No. I think it depends on the cloud cover, but, it always seems like February 1st or so is when I start noticing the days are longer.
There are a lot of advantages to being subterranean here in our studios. I mean, I miss the daylight. On the other hand, I don't know that it's dark outside either. But it's not that cold out right now. We were expecting it to be frigidly cold. The temperatures are going to drop throughout the day, but it was not nearly as cold as I thought it was going to be.
You know, I was outside a while ago, and it seemed the wind made it feel chillier.
Definitely. There is, as we walk to the parking garage we use here on the north side, we go through almost a wind tunnel effect in between the buildings of Allegheny Center. And boy, is it chilly. I would like to try to fly a kite in that airspace sometime just for the fun of it. But man, does it get, it just gets so cold. And then as soon as you get to any other area, it seems just fine.
Right.
Well, you knew the word. What were we looking for?
Well, it was, to me, it was a toss-up between Ponderosa and Bonanza.
Well,
Bonanza had a better salad bar, and they had better baked potato. But they still charged for the sour cream. And they had a TV show. So I picked out Bonanza.
Well done. You know, It never occurred to me until just this minute that another one of those restaurant chains of that type was Haas's. And Haas was a character on Bonanza, right?
I guess. I think that does sound familiar.
Yeah, so you've got... So there should be a Chester's or a Doc's, you know?
I'm sure there's a Doc's. I mean, I think in Tombstone, there was a Doc Holiday or a Doc... maybe it was a Saddle something, but I remember something like that, you know?
Yeah, I've been to a Ponderosa exactly once years ago. I just only had one occasion to go to one. And
I thought you said you worked at one of those places.
Oh, no. I never did that.
Okay. Maybe it was somebody else.
Well, Bill worked.
They made the potatoes.
Yeah, my old partner Bill worked at a Rack's roast beef place, which... I know they're different restaurants, but I could see that coming. I only had one restaurant experience in my life at the famed Villa Capri in Wilkins Township / Turtle Creek.
Was that Italian?
It was kind of a family restaurant, owned by a Greek gentleman, but... Kind of just about everything, pizzas and hamburgers and things like that. My job was washing dishes and bringing up cases of beer from the basement up a long flight of steps to put behind the bar. And I've told that story many times. I once dropped an entire two cases of glass bottles of beer down the steps, and it's one of my most salient memories because as soon as they left my hands, as I was at the top step, I was about 15, I immediately said, I think I'm just going to watch this and enjoy what happens because there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
And I thought my boss was going to dock me what would have amounted to probably 2 months of pay, and he just looked at me and smiled and said, clean it up.
So. Yeah, my only food experience, I guess I washed dishes in college, which I kind of enjoyed doing, you know. And it was this gigantic machine that you would pile all the dishes and everything into. And the second day on the job, it started flooding.
Oh, my.
And I thought, what did I do wrong, you know? Would I press the wrong button? But it flooded the entire kitchen. And as I found out, it happened periodically. I guess the sewer backed up or something every so often. And, you know, so it flooded. But I kind of enjoyed that. It was, you know.
Well, working behind the scenes at a restaurant, you learn a lot of things. And I know mine was sort of a miniature soap opera in terms of various relationships between people working there. It was quite eye-opening for a teen.
So. I guess the biggest thing in the cafeteria, because once I finished washing the dishes, then I had to prepare lunch or take the lunch, you know, the stuff out at lunchtime because I did the breakfast dishes. But the thing that I guess... was the big cans of vegetables and the big cans of fruit, and you would open them up with just this can opener gigantic can opener, and it wasn't electric, and I think the gigantic can opener was more efficient than an electric can opener.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about those industrial size cans of this and that. We used to have these big vats of pizza cheese. All sorts of things you could make like that. And
right. You occasionally see at some grocery stores, they'll sell big containers of fruits or vegetables. There's like one section where they do that.
Wow. Now, I've told this story, many of these stories before. I think the statute of limitations have run out on a lot of these. But the owner of the restaurant wanted we dishwashers to be on the lookout for pepperoncinis, the very hot whole peppers that go in salads that almost nobody eats. They're sort of a bright green with the stem still coming out of, and they're there in the salad, but they usually come back uneaten. And we were instructed to wash those off real good and put them back in the jar because they were expensive. And every now and then somebody would put a fork in one and then say, oh, wait, I don't eat these. And those we were kind of advised to patch up with a little mayonnaise and then put back in the jar. I did not comply with that. I thought that was not not a good way to handle. I was ahead of my time.
I belong to a cooking club, and last Monday night, the person prepared something. I forget exactly what it was. But it had these long things, green things on the top, and I got one. And I thought it was a lima bean, and it turned out to be some hot pepper.
Wow. Oh, gosh. Now, Ricky has her great story. She worked, was it a Sweet Williams, Ricky, or an Isley's, or where you would make the ice cream, or Murphy's? Now I'm trying to remember, but she worked at the ice cream counter. And when somebody would order ice cream, she thought it was her job to make an artistic, beautiful serving of ice cream. It could be, they might order a sundae. Right. It was the Woolworths coffee shop, she writes. And so she would just, you ordered a sundae. If the recipe called for one scoop of ice cream, a little chocolate sauce, and a dollop of whipped cream and maybe a maraschino cherry, she would give you three scoops and a whole heaping helping of whipped cream, multiple cherries, sprinkles, the whole thing. And you lasted half a day, was it? A little longer than that, but people just the boss told her not to be so artistic on the Sundays. But
well, that maraschino cherry reminds me, I guess a bakery here in Pittsburgh is making cupcakes for Mason Rudolph, and they put a maraschino cherry on it.
Oh, that's nice, like the Rudolph.
And I told my wife, I says, what's wrong? I said, Big Ben got a hoagie, and our current quarterback just gets a cupcake. So I'm not sure, is there some kind of relationship there of some sort?
Interesting.
A prediction or something like that.
Well, the Roethlisberger sandwich still does exist. They're not the healthiest thing in the world. I guess a cupcake isn't either. Well done, Tom.
Okay.
And Barb and Oakmont writes that Doc and Chester were characters on Gunsmoke. Cartwright was the family name on Bonanza and Ponderosa. Ben Adam Haas and Little Joe were fathers and sons later. There was another man who came to live there who was called Candy. Guess he would have had a whole different kind of eatery, the candy store. Thank you, Barb. And thanks to you, and congratulations if you knew we were looking for Bonanza. Our high clue will be here in 10 minutes at the Saturday Light Brigade.
There's a new guy making waffles today at the Waffle House. It's Sunday morning and busy as it can be. I take the last available seat at the counter, where the new guy's stationed right in front of me. All four of his machines are overflowing with batter. It's oozing down the cabinet to the floor. It's 2 inches deep, he can hardly keep his footing. Three waitresses are waiting for waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. Shouldn't us diners take a closer look at him? 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears in this trial by fire. the boy who mends the waffle iron. Well, a buzzer sounds, a waffle's ready, so he lifts the lid. He can't ease the waffle out, so he grabs a fork. He stabs at the waffle, it breaks into little pieces. He digs them out and flicks them on the floor. A young waitress can't resist, she tries to help him. But the man in charge of eggs throws her a look. She backs away, I guess the Eggman is the owner, or the father of this awkward would-be cook of waffles. If he can't make them, they can't serve them. We're all thinking that this job's too much for him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings. Really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves. A chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears. Ain't it time to fire the boy who mans the waffle iron? Hungry, little children are crying. So who cares how a teenager is feeling? Then suddenly he puts a waffle on an egg-filled plate. His ragged smile would take your breath away. He spins around to show the waffle to that waitress, but like a frisbee, it sails right off the plate and flies into the face of the Eggman, who catches it and looks down at the kid. He holds up the waffle for all of us to see. Then he smiles and says, do you see what my boy did? Waffles, my boy can make 'em, we can serve 'em, and I always knew he had the gift in him. 5'5", barely 17, legs tangled up in dirty apron strings, really bad skin, two broken teeth, arms like sticks poking out of his sleeves, a chef's hat teetering on his big ears. He's sweating like a pig, he's fighting back the tears, but there'll be no firing. And we're all admiring. And he's all inspiring. The boy who mends the waffle iron.
Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements with a tune called Waffle Boy. Congratulations again if you knew Bonanza. Our crossword puzzle of the air, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Russ and Sharon's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, all giving you a number, taking away your
made famous by Johnny Rivers and done there by the Urban Monroes here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Secret Agent Man. Our high clue coming up in just a moment.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio, that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's readers' photo contests, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
In case you missed it, last week's on-air segment featuring Connie Portis on the contributions of Homestead Music Trailblazers, Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps reporter Persia Williams on social media and violence, and alt-country band Outside Eliza are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. Speaking of things online, since you're up so early on a cold, wintry morning, I can tell you with confidence that we'll be unveiling a new website right near the end of this month. After an awful lot of work, we're excited to present that to you. Sometimes things take a bit of time. but we're excited to move forward. We've been working on that for quite some time. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's High Clue, and then we have a great song by John Hartford that you'll be able to listen to as you're thinking. Here's our High Clue, 17 syllables leading to one answer. This 40s song has a primate telling a bird to clean up his act. This 40s song has a primate telling a bird to clean up his act. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I can tell by the smile on Ricky's face that she just solved it. This 40s song has a primate telling a bird to clean up his act. Was I right, Ricky? Good luck. That's this morning's High Clue. We're going to sing along with John Hartford. Clean out your tweeters at the same time.
To school, she loved the river and she taught about it too. I was a pretty bad boy, but she called my bluff with a great big collection of steamboat stuff. Oh yeah. She had log books and bells and the things like that, and she knew the old captains and where they were at. She rode the Alabama and the Gordon Sea Green as the Cape Girardeau she was later renamed. But her very favorite, as you all know, was the Golden Eagle, Captain Buck's old boat. This old stern wheeler sank and went to heaven when I was in the fourth grade in 1947. Well, the fashionable St. Louis society, taking a trip on the Mississippi, asleep in their bunks with an after-dinner drink. They didn't think that the boat would sink. Oh, no. Well, I know Captain Buckle was a very sad man when that old wood hull went into the sand. And Miss Ferris, she was sad for sure, but immediately her mind went to work. Oh, yeah. Well, she did some politic, and that was tricky and hard, and she got the pilot house for the schoolhouse yard. And so instead of studying, I became a dreamer, a dreaming about boats on the Mississippi River. Was away downtown, it was the lowest and the funkiest and the furthest down. An elevated track and a cobblestone grade, you could go down there and get a hit in the head. But the river was life, it was changing all the time. It was the street, it was the sluice, it was the old main line. I started reading the Waterways Journal and all, a-follering Captain Fred Way and C.W. Stahl. Uh-huh. hard to get my schoolwork done, 'cause you couldn't fool Miss Ferris Nunn. And if I went to sleep or I weren't supposed to talk, 'cause she was a dead shot with a little piece of chalk. Now I want you to sing this next part with me by repeating it after me. Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly.
Oh me, oh my, how the time does fly.
The time and the river keep a rolling on by.
The time and the river keep a rolling on by.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
Christmas last, and we took a little trip back through the past. On the easy rocker, we looked at pictures, and I dreamed our dreams of the Mississippi River. Oh, me, oh, my, how the time does fly.
Oh, me, oh, my. The time does fly.
The time and the river keep rolling on by.
The time and the river keep rolling on by.
And now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
Now I'm not a student and she's not a teacher.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
But we both still love the Mississippi River.
Doing that too. John Hartford and Miss Ferris here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A relatively low number of correct answers so far on our high clue. Maybe this one's kind of tough. Just now, Tom and McCandless got it correct. Tommy in North Chesterfield has it. And the very first they get it, Kathy and Jack listening in Ty Onesta. This 40s song has a primate telling a bird to clean up his act. That's our high clue. Do you know the song? 412-200-5975. The co-writer of the song actually based, or the song's lyrics were based on the co-writer's and the singer's father's sermon. His father had a sermon that was based on an old story that was used as the basis for the song. I'll give you another hint in a moment if you need it. This 40s song has a primate telling a bird to clean up his act. Four 1 2 2 100 5 9 7 5. Jim and Blackridge just got the correct answer. And Christopher in Monroeville, well done. He just got it. The primate is a monkey. And the bird is a buzzard. Perhaps that helps. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer. Well done, Mike. And the answer we were looking for is the song. Oh, we've got the correct answer. Coming up right now on the radio, which is even better when it comes from somebody else's mouth instead of mine. Who's this?
I'm on the radio.
Oh, yes, you are indeed. Did you know it?
Yeah, I did. Well, it's funny. I just came, brought the dogs downstairs, turned on the radio, and I hear you asking for, like, what's the song Straighten Up and Fly Right?
Straighten Up and Fly Right, indeed, is it? Well done. And apparently, there's a well-known story. Hi, who is that? Hello.
That's Sydney.
Sydney, hello, Sydney. Straighten Up and Fly Right was based on a sermon by Nat King Cole's dad. The song was written by Irving Mills and Nat King Cole, and that's where that came from, Straighten Up and Fly Right. And it itself was based on an old folk tale that Nat King Cole's dad used as a theme, where the buzzard takes different animals for joy rides. When the buzzard gets hungry, he throws them off and then eats them for dinner. Not totally sustainable, but maybe for a while.
As long as your reputation doesn't precede you, I guess you're okay.
Yeah, you don't need repeat business. So it could very well work.
Yeah, my father liked that song.
I always liked it too, and I'm not sure why. I think it was just, among other things, the singer really seems like he's talking directly to you as you hear. Mm-hmm. You know, you listen here. well done. A charge to you, and I'm glad Sydney sounds happy.
Oh, he's trying to goad Coco into playing with him.
We our two cats take turns doing that every now and then when they want to play at the same time. It's wonderful. Otherwise, it's like one wants to play and the other one scowls back at him. Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, he barks at her, come on, let's play. And then when Coco decides, okay, I'm going to pounce and chase you, he goes and hides underneath the dining room table. He's of two minds about this game.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope they have a good day as... does you, as do you, as will you is the right word. Thanks, James.
I'm going to go let them outside in the backyard and see if they get blown into the neighbor's yard.
Good luck. Thanks, Jim. And a correct answer also just now from Bob in Washington. Gail in Stanton Heights. I mentioned Mike and Mars, Christopher in Monroeville, Jim in Blackridge, Tom in McCandless, Tommy in Chesterfield, and Kathy and Jack in Tyonesta. North Chesterfield is where Tommy is. Got to be sure we get the right Chesterfield. Another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. And now my old friend Amy George is here to talk about the Bluegrass Relief fond January ice jam. I'm so happy we have you here, Amy.
Good morning, Larry.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's great.
Let us know what's going to be happening.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many new additions to the 25th anniversary of the January Ice Jam. As you know, we are no longer at the Butler Days Inn. We've moved to the Beaver Falls Ramada Inn right off of the Turnpike exit on Route 18. So this is our second year at the Ramada in Beaver Falls, I should say. A huge facility. We've got lots of sleeping rooms, which are all reserved at this point, obviously. But so many additions. We're trying really hard to make sure that everybody can be fed. And, you know, the hotel is working with us. Local eateries are working with us. And we are we're bringing in, last I heard, now we're still working on it, we're bringing in some food trucks so that we can make sure that everybody doesn't have to leave the hotel, so they'll be parked in the parking lot. But lots of great things are happening with the Bluegrass Relief Fund. That is our 501c3. All the money that is made at the January Ice Jam, all the proceeds go into that 501c3 and then are distributed back out to the Bluegrass community with love. So that's what we call it, Bluegrass Love. We're really proud of the event. And we're really proud of the 501c3 that we have organized to be able to make sure that we're helping people in need. I think now more than ever, we need those positive helping hands and hearts to go out there to support each other.
Yeah, what you've done, it's no easy feat starting a nonprofit. And I can't believe it's been 25 years. Identified two significant needs. One is to create an event that brings the camaraderie and musicality and connectivity of a summertime bluegrass festival to our region during the winter, hence the ice jam, and also the need to raise money for musicians who, in particular, do not have medical insurance or who come upon other hard times. You've raised a lot of money in 25 years. And have given lots of folks a great deal of entertainment. You'll have goodness knows how many bands doing roughly 20-minute sets on a rapidly turning over stage, right?
Right. There's about 26 stage open stage times that we fill. So 26 bands rotate every 30 minutes. So they have about a 25-minute set so that we can do some introduction and sound checks in between each band. But it's really important that everybody understands, Larry, that our bands are volunteering as well. So you've got your committee of mostly my family members, but we've got some other bluegrass folks out there too who are joining us on our committee to be able to put the event on, and we all donate all of our time. And then you have the bands who come in and donate their time as well. They don't only donate their time, their hotel rooms are not free. They pay to come and play over the weekend. And I'm just really proud of the fact that, you know, over the years we have grown so substantially that I have bands that I've never even heard of asking to perform at our facility and to be a part of the January Ice Jam, which is really exciting on our end. But we also have the factor of, you know, the number of people that attend to listen, where they come from. I get inundated this time of year. I feel sorry for my employers. I'm grateful that they're very kind and loving people and who understand me and appreciate the fact that I work so hard along with my committee to make all of these things happen in January. So we are the first festival of the year. Currently, we are the only indoor festival this year. The Clarion River Jam has been canceled very similarly to what happened to us back in 2022. When the Days Inn sold to the Tesla Corporation, we had our facility yanked out from underneath us. So our hearts go out to them as they're trying to locate a new facility, which is a very daunting task in itself. But we are currently the only indoor festival for this year. So not only are we the first, we're the only. So I do expect that there's going to be a huge influx of people again this year, as there was last year as our first festival in 2 years. So as the 25th anniversary, we've been going on for 27 years now. believe it or not. I still feel like I'm 35, so I don't know how it's been 27 years. But I do want to say, though, Larry, originally when Jerry Phillips and I agreed to do this festival, it wasn't meant to be a fundraiser. It was just meant to be an indoor bluegrass festival. And as things change and evolve, and the money just kept coming in, like people wanted to donate, and, you know, and I just started making T-shirts at home with the iron-on appliques. We worked hard to get those done, and we had maybe 35 of them. This year, I have close to 200 T-shirts for
sale. Oh, my goodness.
They are screen-printed. There is no way I could possibly do that at home. But we have some other merchandise that we work on to get out there to people. And the best thing about this is, you know what? All of this is so near and dear to the community's heart that, you know what, they love the merchandise. They want to collect the T-shirts, and they want to buy all the things that we have for sale because they know what we do with the money. And that's what really thrills me to no end. The one thing that thrills me more is that my son, son and his wife are, you know, my son is in our band, but he and his wife also help us. She's one of our sound men. She's the prettiest sound man. my grandchildren are attending too, and we have Connor and one of our other buddies, Waylon Keister. They are our doormen because at this new facility, somebody has to open and close the doors to get the bands in and out, and we've hired them on. They work really cheap though, those little guys. They're 7 and 8 years old. So.
Well, I was going to say earlier actually is you've established a legacy. This will continue, I think, forever. You've got a team that will continue it. And bluegrassrelieffund.org is how you can get more information. And Amy mentioned that the hotel that is the site of this, the Ramada by Wyndham Beaver Falls, rooms are sold out, but you can still come during the day, both this coming Friday, the 19th and 20th on Saturday. You can come and enjoy music. You don't have to be staying at the hotel to enjoy the music. So there's lots of fun, and you can find the complete schedule at bluegrassrelieffund.org. We just have about a minute. Is there anything else you would like to mention, Amy?
I just want to say thank you, Larry. You guys have always been such a huge supporter of the Ice Jam. I remember many times speaking to you live on the radio on a Saturday morning and just really appreciating the fact that there is so much support out there for the Bluegrass Relief Fund and the January Ice Jam. We've given away over $100,000 in 25 years.
Wow.
And although I'd like to add another zero to that, I can't tell you how proud I am of that. It's such a pleasure. And we tell people all the time, we're just the stewards of the checkbook. Like, all this is all of you. It's not us. It's everyone. We just are the stewards of the checkbook, and we are so thrilled to be able to bring this this event to the community, and we hope you all come out and join us on Friday and Saturday.
Well, here is our wishes for a great day. Amy, it's so good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You too, Larry. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Amy George and that January Bluegrass Ice Jam. More details at bluegrassrelieffund.org.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's 4th Annual Drama Awards takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side on Monday, January 29th at 7 p.m. and celebrates the creativity and teamwork of high school students who produce non-musical plays for their schools and communities. More details are available at primestage.com.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Buzzard took a monkey for a ride in air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. A buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want to blow your top. What's the use in diving? Ain't no use in jiving. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want to blow your top." And now the buzzard said, "Hey, monkey, you are choking me. Release your grip and I will set you free." The monkey looked at Buzzard right dead in the eye. He said, "Your story's touching. It sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Don't want